I'm Jack Lessenberry. Back in a more sincerely religious era, people used to say, man proposes, God disposes. But when it comes to state budgets, it's more a case of the governor proposes, the legislature disposes. The governor proposed his budget for the next fiscal year yesterday, and as of now, members of his own party and the legislature don't seem to like it very much. Now, budgets are not the sexiest things in the world. Nobody goes to a single bar and says to some attractive person, you won't believe what's in the governor's budget. But in reality, there's nothing sexier than money. I've often been critical of Governor Snyder's policies, but I have to say this is a remarkably grown-up budget. His spending priorities are sound. It assumes a slightly lower rate of growth. The governor, who has now been steeped in the realities of Michigan for 6 years, wants to increase funding for at-risk students and spend slightly more in high school than elementary school students. He wants more state troopers. He'd put a little more money in the state's rainy day fund, knowing that sooner or later, a recession will happen. The fund, which is now just short of $1 billion, was essentially empty when Snyder took office. The budget isn't perfect. My own Wayne State University, which I've heard Republicans refer to as a school for African Americans and Democrats, would get a significantly smaller increase in more well-heeled schools like the U of M, or especially the Republican Party's favorite school, Grand Valley State. Yet otherwise, this budget is sensible. In an astonishing touch of compassion, the governor would even boost the clothing allowance for low-income children. The problem is, however, that the governor is not sending this budget to a group of responsible adults, but to the Republicans in the legislature. Too many of them are monomaniacally fixed on one thing, which would be a disaster for the state. An income tax cut. Governor Snyder sensibly did not propose one because he knows we can't afford it. But his legislative colleagues want to roll the current rate of 4.25% back immediately to 3.9%. Then, in a fit of utter insanity, they want to cut it by 0.1% every year until it's entirely gone. Nobody really believes that would be possible. But it sounds good and makes about as much sense as my quitting my job to try to catch on with the Detroit Tigers. Republican lawmakers like House Appropriations Chair Laura Cox are saying this will put more money in the pockets of working families. What a tax cut like that would do is give such families maybe $10 or $20 a week. It would also blow a giant hole in the state general fund. That would mean schools and some highly necessary infrastructure projects would almost certainly be shortchanged. Multimillionaires, on the other hand, would get a huge tax cut, which is what this is really all about. I've been a reporter in third world countries, and I very quickly learned I didn't want to live in one. We need enough sensible legislators in both parties to join with the governor to stop this tax fantasy insanity. Unless you think our roads aren't quite bad enough.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.